Chapter 148. Exhausted form and vainly tried to extract some sign of recognition from it. It's her drunken father. Apostrophe, as the load was put down in the street, Raya drew the head of the party aside, and whispered that he thought the man was dying. No, surely not. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the other. But he became less confident, on looking, and directed the bearers to bring him to the nearest doctor's shop. Apostrophe, thither he was brought, the window becoming from within a wall of faces, deformed into all kinds of shapes through the agency of globular red bottles, green bottles, blue bottles, and other colored bottles. A ghastly light shining upon him, that he didn't need, the beast so furious, but a few minutes gone, was quiet enough now, with a strange mysterious writing on his face, reflected from one of the great bottles, as if death had marked him. Mine. Apostrophe, the medical testimony was more precise, and more to the purpose than it sometimes is in a court of justice. You had better send for something to cover it. All's over. Apostrophe, therefore, the police sent for something to cover it, and it was covered and borne through the streets, the people falling away. After it, went the doll's dressmaker, hiding her face in the Jewish skirts, and clinging to them with one hand, while with the other she plied her stick. It was carried home, and, by reason that the staircase was very narrow, it was put down in the parlor, the little working bench being set aside, to make room for it, and there, in the midst of the dolls with no speculation in their eyes, lay Mr. Dolls with no speculation in his. Many flaunting dolls had to be gaily dressed, before the money was in the dressmaker's pocket to get mourning for Mr. Dolls. As the old man, Raya, sat by, helping her in such small ways as he could, he found it difficult to make out whether she really did realize that the deceased had been her father. If my poor boy, apostrophe she would say, had been brought up better, he might have done better. Not that I reproach myself. I hope I have no cause for that. Apostrophe, none indeed. Jenny, I am very certain. Apostrophe, thank you, godmother. It cheers me to hear you say so. But you see, it is so hard to bring up a child well, when you work, 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 all day. When he was out of employment, I couldn't always keep him near me. He got fractious and nervous, and I was obliged to let him go into the streets. And he never did well in the streets, he never did well out of sight. How often it happens with children. Apostrophe, apostrophe, too often, even in this sad sense. Apostrophe, apostrophe, thought the old man. How can I say what I might have turned out myself, but for my back having been so bad, and my leg so queer, when I was young? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the dressmaker would go on. I had nothing to do but work, and so I worked. I couldn't play. But my poor unfortunate child could play, and it turned out the worse for him. Apostrophe, and not for him alone, Jenny. Apostrophe, well, I don't know, godmother. He suffered heavily, did my unfortunate boy. He was very, very ill sometimes. And I called him a quantity of names, apostrophe shaking her head over her work, and dropping tears. I don't know that his going wrong was much the worse for me. If it ever was, let us forget it. Apostrophe, you are a good girl, you are a patient girl. Apostrophe, as for patience, apostrophe, she would reply with a shrug, not much of that, godmother. If I had been patient, I should never have called him names. But I hope I did it for his good. And besides, I felt my responsibility as a mother, so much. I tried reasoning, and reasoning failed. I tried coaxing, and coaxing failed. I tried scolding, and scolding failed. But I was bound to try everything, you know, with such a charge upon my hands. Where would have been my duty to my poor lost boy, if I had not tried everything? Apostrophe, apostrophe, with such talk, mostly in a cheerful tone on the part of the industrious little creature, the day work and the night work were beguiled until enough of smart dolls, had gone forth to bring into the kitchen, where the working bench now stood, the somber stuff that the occasion required, and to bring into the house the other somber preparations. And now, apostrophe said Miss Jenny, having knocked off my rosy-cheeked young friends, I'll knock off my white-cheeked self. Apostrophe this referred to her making her own dress, which at last was done. The disadvantage of making for yourself, apostrophe said Miss Jenny, as she stood upon a chair, to look at the result in the glass, is that you can't charge anybody else for the job, and the advantage is that you haven't to go out to try on. Humph. Very fair indeed. If he could see me now, whoever he is, I hope he wouldn't repent of his bargain. Apostrophe apostrophe, the simple arrangements were of her own making, and were stated to Raya thus. I mean to go alone, godmother, in my usual carriage, and you will be so kind as keep house while I am gone. It's not far off. And when I return, we'll have a cup of tea, and a chat over future arrangements. It's a very plain last house that I have been able to give my poor unfortunate boy, but he'll accept the will for the deed if he knows anything about it. And if he doesn't know anything about it, apostrophe with a sob, and wiping her eyes, why, it won't matter to him. I see the service in the prayer book says that we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can take nothing out. It comforts me for not being able to hire a lot of stupid undertaker's things for my poor child, and seeming as if I was trying to smuggle him out of this world with him, when of course I must break down in the attempt, and bring them all back again. As it is, there'll be nothing to bring back but me, and that's quite consistent, for I shan't be brought back, someday. Apostrophe apostrophe, after that previous carrying of him in the streets, the wretched old fellow seemed to be twice buried. He was taken on the shoulders of half a dozen blossom-faced men, who shuffled with him to the churchyard, and who were preceded by another blossom-faced man, affecting a stately stalk, as if he were a policeman of the D.E.F. Division, and ceremoniously pretending not to know his intimate acquaintances, as he led the pageant. Yet, the spectacle of only one little mourner hobbling after, caused many people to turn their heads with a look of interest. At last the troublesome deceased was got into the ground, to be buried no more, and the stately stalker stalked back before the solitary dressmaker, as if she were bound in honor to have no notion of the way home. Those furies, the conventionalities, being thus appeased, he left her. I must have a very short cry, godmother, before I cheer up for good, apostrophe said the little creature, coming in. Because after all a child is a child, you know. Apostrophe, it was a longer cry than might have been expected. Hobbit, it wore itself out in a shadowy corner, and then the dressmaker came forth, and washed her face, and made the tea. You wouldn't mind my cutting out something while we are at tea, would you? Apostrophe apostrophe, she asked her Jewish friend, with a coaxing air. Cinderella, dear child, apostrophe the old man expostulated, will you never rest? Apostrophe apostrophe, oh, it's not work, cutting out a pattern isn't, apostrophe said Miss Jenny, with her busy little scissors already snipping at some paper. The truth is, godmother, I want to fix it while I have it correct in my mind. Apostrophe, have you seen it today then? Apostrophe apostrophe, asked Raya. Yes, godmother. Saw it just now. It's a surplice, that's what it is. Thing our clergymen wear, you know, apostrophe explained Miss Jenny, in consideration of his professing another faith. And what have you to do with that, Jenny? Apostrophe apostrophe, why, godmother, apostrophe replied the dressmaker, you must know that we professors who live upon our taste and invention, are obliged to keep our eyes always open. And you know already, that I have many extra expenses to meet just now. So, it came into my head, while I was weeping at my poor boy's grave, that something in my way might be done with a clergyman. Apostrophe, what can be done? Apostrophe apostrophe, asked the old man. not a funeral, never fear. Apostrophe apostrophe returned Miss Jenny, anticipating his objection with a nod. The public don't like to be made melancholy, I know very well. I am seldom called upon to put my young friends into mourning. Not into real mourning, that is. Court mourning they are rather proud of. But a dull clergyman, my dear, glossy black curls and whiskers uniting two of my young friends in matrimony, apostrophe said Miss Jenny, shaking her forefinger, is quite another affair. If you don't see those three at the altar in Bond Street, in a jiffy, my name's Jack Robinson. Apostrophe apostrophe, with her expert little ways in sharp action, she had got a doll in two whitey brown paper orders, before the meal was over, and was displaying it for the edification of the Jewish mind, when a knock was heard at the street door. Raya went to open it, and presently came back, ushering in, with the grave and courteous air that sat so well upon him, a gentleman. The gentleman was a stranger to the dressmaker. But even in the moment of his casting his eyes upon her, there was something in his manner which brought to her remembrance Mr. Eugene Rayburn. Pardon me, apostrophe said the gentleman. You are the doll's dressmaker? Apostrophe, I am the doll's dressmaker, sir. Apostrophe, Lizzie Hexam's friend? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes, sir, apostrophe replied Miss Jenny, instantly on the defensive. And Lizzie Hexam's friend. Apostrophe, here is a note from her, entreating you to accede to the request of Mr. Mortimer Lightwood, the bearer. Mr. Raya chances to know that I am Mr. Mortimer Lightwood, and will tell you so. Apostrophe, Raya bent his head in corroboration. Will you read the note? Apostrophe apostrophe, it's very short, apostrophe said Jenny, with a look of wonder, when she had read it. There was no time to make it longer. Time was so very precious. My dear friend Mr. Eugene Rayburn is dying. Apostrophe, the dressmaker clasped her hands, and uttered a little piteous cry. Is dying, apostrophe repeated Lightwood, with emotion, at some distance from here. He is sinking under injuries received at the hands of a villain who attacked him in the dark. I come straight from his bedside. He is almost always insensible. In a short restless interval of sensibility, or partial sensibility, I made out that he asked for you to be brought to sit by him. Hardly relying on my own interpretation of the indistinct sounds he made, I caused Lizzie to hear them. We were both sure that he asked for you. Apostrophe, the dressmaker, with her hands still clasped, looked affrightedly from the one to the other of her two companions. If you delay, he may die with his request ungratified, with his last wish entrusted to me, we have long been much more than brothers unfulfilled. I shall break down, if I try to say more. In a few moments the black bonnet and the crutched stick were on duty, the good Jew was left in possession of the house, and the doll's dressmaker, side by side in a chaise with Mortimer Lightwood, was posting out of town. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.